just add a verse in the same line, Acts 24. Also, the mindset of Paul in this regard, here he's speaking before Felix, the governor, Acts 24, verse 16. He says, "This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men." And while on the one hand we speak about how we cannot live the Christian life ourselves, it's not something that we manufacture, and that's very true. And at the same time, there is a companion truth of a sensitivity and cultivating that sensitivity with the Lord's help to be consistently and regularly on guard to the fact that what we do will either honor the Lord or dishonor the Lord. And the way Paul says it here is an appropriate way. I strive to live this way. So, Paul, how are you doing? Well, I need the Lord's help to do it. But it's a personal mindset to link up with what honors God, and even if it's unsaid, we must acknowledge we cannot do this without the help of the Spirit of God working in us. And at the same time, there is, do we personally care about this? Do we even care? God is not going to magically work within us when we are purposely caring about things that aren't in line with His thoughts. And this is in line with His thoughts, to have a conscience, as you say, with integrity.
In terms of the discussion that we're having around God's standard for manhood, the question that I have is, what is the counterfeit of what's God's standard? And then are there any examples in Scripture of men who fall in prey to whatever that counterfeit is?
I was thinking of Timothy. You mentioned Timothy earlier, in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, the epistles. But I was thinking of the man himself. Paul could say of Timothy that he had no one like-minded who would sincerely care for your state, for all seek their own. And I think that's the counterfeit, is that it's all about me. And we mentioned yesterday that service is not about me. It's about other people. And yet the ideology of this world, the philosophy of this world, is me first. Even in our fast food, you deserve a break today. It's all about you. And it's all about you being first and you reaching the top. But what we have in Scripture and what the Lord is looking for is men. I was thinking earlier of the Lord Jesus. As a very young man, age 12, he said, "Do you not know that I ought to be about my Father's business?" That's a real man. That's the Christ-like man. And so Timothy, it says here, it goes on to say, I just want to underline this, but you know his proven character, and that's that personal integrity that Brother Mark was mentioning, that he's been tried by fire. In the islands, they say he's taken his licks. He's come up and he's taken his licks. He's proved his character, and that's very important. And I just want to emphasize that, young brothers, when you're coming up in the ranks in the assembly, and maybe you speak, and a brother comments about what you've said, just take your licks. Just take them and say thank you very much. Don't get crushed by it. Learn from it and move on. Proven character. Because in the long run, if you would endure that, it'll come back. The Lord will be able to use that for His glory and His honor. So just want to just put that out there too. Philippians chapter 2, verse 20 and through 22.
I can't help when you think of the integrity. I think of, the integrity is the Lord Jesus, but the antithesis to that is Judas. And I'm thinking of Judas because everything he did, we're given what his desires were behind it, because he talked about when all the waste of the ointment, but really it was just because he was a thief. And when the Lord, he took the sop, he went out into the night. And I think going out into the night really says something. He's doing it hidden. And I contrast that with the Lord, what the Lord Jesus said to the high priest. And this is in John 18, verse 20. I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them who heard me. What I have said unto them, behold, they know what I said. I think that's integrity. The Lord Jesus is able to stand up and said, I didn't do anything in secret. I haven't done anything underhanded. Everything I've said, you've all heard it. They've all heard it. Ask them. I've done nothing in secret. Versus Judas, who was everything he did, there was a secret motive, a hidden desire, a dark desire. And I think that's the integrity, because all the example of manhood we have the Lord Jesus. That's our example of manhood. And I think Judas is a very great contrast to that, because everything he did, it just was done with an underhanded desire.
I think I just want to follow that for a second, if I could. Judas. I'm going to talk about Demas in a minute, but Judas. I think that's a great example, except for the fact that Judas wasn't a Christian. He outwardly was a follower of the Lord. But I was thinking of Demas, who professed, and as far as we know, we're not told he wasn't saved, wasn't a believer. And it says in Philemon, verse 24, that he was a fellow laborer, and then something happened along the way, and then his name is just mentioned in Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. And then when we get to 2 Timothy chapter 4, it mentions in verse 10, mm-hmm. Demas has forsaken me, Paul. In other words, we often sometimes say his teaching, but forsook Paul and his mentor and his leadership. But the reason being, having loved this present world, this temporary world, he fell into love with that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an example of one, to answer your question, one who once was walking the path and then fell away from it because he got spotted by the world. Another example, and I don't know if he got spotted by the world, but here's an example. John Mark. Mm-hmm. He, for some reason, got scared along the way and didn't want to go. For whatever reason, Scripture doesn't say. And so he turned back. But I want to underline that if there's any of us here that are like a Demas, where we're loving this present world, there's hope for us, because we can be like a John Mark who gets rescued and brought back. So I just want to, as we give the negative, let's give the positive too.
And didn't he write the Gospel of Mark?
Yeah.
About the perfect servant?
Amen.
Okay, just one more text before we get to the two pertinent applications that we want to get to, and that's Titus chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Someone can read that, because here, again, and to add to 1 and 2 Timothy as required reading for young men, also the book of Titus. Again, three letters that were explicitly given to a young man who was engaged in service for the Lord, and addresses some things that he wanted to Paul addressed some things that he wanted.